Biology is not bigotry. By J. Jeff Toller for Shenandoah Christian Alliance. J.Toller@scofforchrist.org. Faithful, longtime readers may remember the following quote from a prior editorial. https://mailchi.mp/b53c80/28d57c/can-pastors-save-a-nation-13393651 --. It's worth repeating. Political correctness is communist propaganda writ small. In my study of communist societies, I came to the conclusion that the purpose of communist propaganda was not to persuade or convince, nor to inform, but to humiliate, and therefore, the less it corresponded to reality the better. When people are forced to remain silent when they are being told the most obvious lies, or even worse when they are forced to repeat the lies themselves, they lose once and for all their sense of probity. To assent to obvious lies is to cooperate with evil, and in some small way to become evil oneself. One's standing to resist anything is thus eroded, and even destroyed. A society of emasculated liars is easy to control. I think if you examine political correctness, it has the same effect and is intended to. Theodore Dalrymple, Anthony Malcolm Daniels. Political correctness has morphed into something at once hysterical and hideous. Transgenderism. It's largely recognized as a component of wokeness, which is a tool of cultural Marxism, which, it might be said, cultural Marxists will deny exists. In a very recent interview with Riley Gaines, pictured, an NCAA women's champion swimmer, and now activist for the rights of women in sports, Ben Shapiro asked her what was the wake-up moment for her that caused her to realize she could not conform to the insanity imposed upon her by her school, the University of Kentucky, by the NCAA, and by America's sports writers. Describing the moment she realized she could no longer tolerate the lie, Gaines recounted how, when she tied with Leah William Thomas in the 200 freestyle final at the NCAA Women's Championships in 2022, https://www.swimmingworldmagazine.com/news/riley-gaines-i-left-there-with-no-trophy-after-tie-with-leah-thomas-kentucky-standout-disappointed-with-ncaa/closing-square-bracket and the official told her that they only had one trophy and it had to go to Thomas. The NCAA official looks at both Thomas and myself, Thomas towering over me, and the official says, "Great job you two, but you tied and we only have one trophy. So we're going to give the trophy to Leah. Sorry, Riley, you don't get one." Gaines remembered, when she asked why, the official told her they had been advised that it was crucial. Thomas was holding the trophy when photos were taken. "That's what the unfair competition looked like," Gaines said. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. This trophy incident was the moment she decided she had to do something, Gaines said. Since then, the former UK swimmer has been an outspoken advocate for girls' sports. The idea that lies can be truth is absurd, but then, we have seen the absurd for so long, we have gradually come to accept it. For Gaines, this was the moment, when she realized she was smiling and applauding the absurd. This was the moment Riley Gaines woke up, when the scales fell from her eyes. During her interview, Gaines makes the comment, "Biology is not bigotry. This is obviously a fundamental truth, and a powerful buzz phrase that elegantly and unassailably confronts the transgender trope of our age. This age is deserving of comparison to any communist, or socialist, regime in the modern era. Because to disagree with biology as fact must not, and will not, be tolerated by the powerful. The same powerful, whether they be the politician, the corporate executive, the journalist, the educator, or the judge, who will impose upon the ordinary citizen the crushing authority of an evil doctrine." All too sadly, this evil doctrine has gathered a small and ardent army of adherents. Happily, Gaines is gradually being joined by soldiers in arms, and some are frequently, and most vocally, accomplished women in their own right. I am thinking of women like Rosario Butterfield, pictured, who is now making headway within the Christian communities who are wavering in the onslaught of insidious incursion into the church body by heresies like Side B Gay Christianity. While appearing on Alyssa Childers' podcast, she discussed transgenderism and explained why she believes it's the sin of envy. Butterfield is saying transgenderism is a product of feminism, which says there is an immutable difference between biological sex and cultural gender. Feminists made the mistake of believing they don't need biological sex at all because we have cultural transgender. Her conversation with Childers can be seen here. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=ecistc3ul0 You can read a brief statement here. https://rosariabutterfield.com/new-blog/2/14/how-should-we-understand-transgenderism-what-is-the-realtyanship-between-the-lgbt-t-closing-square-bracket-init she says, using the definitions of our culture, sexual orientation is who you want to go to bed with, and gender identity is who you want to go to bed as. Both terms are driven by the idol of sexual autonomy. Another fighter defending against the war on children and women is Abigail Schreier. Pictured, whose seminal best-selling books, Bad Therapy, Why the Kids Aren't Growing Up, and Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, are integral in fully comprehending the tide of transgender ideology. Both books reveal the connection between intrusive psychiatric intervention and so-called care, with the astonishingly rapid and epidemic growth of transgenderism in young girls. She writes, while all this sexual identity politics marches through the front door, a large-scale robbery is taking place. The theft of women's achievement. The more incredible a woman is, the more barriers she busts through, the more gender nonconforming she is deemed to be. In this perverse schema, by definition, the more amazing a woman is, the less she counts as a woman. Abigail Schreier, Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters. It escapes me how anyone can fail to see the irony in Marxist feminism, a radical branch of feminism, which uses Karl Marx's theories to assert that women are exploited by capitalism and private property. They argue that women are oppressed by the gendered structures of capitalism and the patriarchal family. Thus, Marxist feminists view capitalism and the family as institutions of oppression that must be destroyed. Ask Riley Gaines, who is exploiting her. The task before us is not to change this culture on its own terms, by power and intimidation. It's our job as believers to change people first, with the truth, who in turn will change the culture. That's the only way this works, because the only true power in this struggle is the God of the Bible, and with God, people always matter most. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 3-5. Rosario Butterfield photo, copyright, Heather Suarez. Photo by Simon Lee on Unsplash.